This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Some women who came to Colorado for an abortion are suing Texas over its abortion ban. It says the Texas law endangered their lives. One woman had to fly to Colorado after her water broke at 19 weeks. Two others were carrying twins, and one fetus was aborted because it had extreme developmental problems that put the other twin and the mother at risk. A massive battery factory is coming to Brighton. CPR Sam Brash reports Amprius Technologies has signed a letter of intent to build the facility.
The California-based company makes state-of-the-art lithium-ion batteries, batteries that can power everything from cars to a new generation of electric aircraft. The company plans to invest $190 million to revamp an existing factory site. $50 million comes from the U.S. Department of Energy to support domestic battery production. The company also received millions in tax incentives from the city of Brighton and the state. Governor Jared Polis's office worked to draw the company to Colorado, and he says it'll employ more than 300 people and help support Colorado's ongoing transition to electric vehicles. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More of Denver's African-American history is being saved. Dr. Nancy Dawson owned years' worth of the newspaper The Denver Star, and she donated the prints to the Denver Public Library.
The fact that blacks were in Colorado, they were in Iowa, they were in Kansas. And a lot of people don't know that. They don't know the contributions they make.
You're listening to CPR News. Colorado Matters is next, and you can find more news from Colorado at CPR.org. It's 5 after 7.